We call them our stations, and people would come here from all over the world and experience these rooms for 2 hours, and they called it a spa, a Holy Spirit spa. That's what they call it, because they felt like, you know, they got their feet washed, their hand washed, and the stations were varied at different times for what we did. Sometimes we had 60 people, sometimes we had 100, one time we had 300. Well, but Holy, and we did all the missions teams that went, go out for here from, and we brought them in like 100 at a time. It was just totally amazing. Out of the box. We have out of the box blueprints that we don't do for our visitors and guests because we don't want to blow them away. But for the people here at Bethel, we can do the out of the box ones. Okay. So we were asked to do a, for the healing, hem of his garment healing school for Joaquin. That was a year ago, I believe. And the Lord just dropped this blueprint right into my spirit. And it was, it was the glory river coming out of heaven. And we had tons of gold material coming from the ceiling all the way down to the floor and spread out. We had these gold rocks that were sprayed gold all around the bottom. The inside of the Glory River was open so people could go in. And on one wall was four other, I'll say at this point, they were like stations, if you want to say that. Stations are just places. And on the other wall, there were three. Okay. What I didn't know was we were building a portal. And I didn't know that until after it was all built and done. And we had transitioned from doing stations to building portals. And I didn't realize it until I was on my way home going down the freeway. And the Lord said to me, he said, from now on, you won't be building stations, you'll be building portals. I thought, oh my gosh, we just transitioned. I didn't even know it. So, you know, when you're following the Holy Spirit, you don't have to know everything that's ahead. I don't know anyway. I just, when I was in the world, I was easily influenced. And I followed people, and I followed the wrong people, so I did the wrong things. But after I was born again, I began to follow the right people, and then I followed Holy Spirit. So now I'm a leader. So if you're a good follower, you'll make a good leader.